Then you say, next week, Wednesday, I'm going to give you the money. Come next week, Wednesday. Then you run away. We don't want fools according to that scripture. We must honor up our promises. We must honor the vows that we make. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. When you read in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, we are told by the scripture that Nehemiah received news. They said unto me, verse 3, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. And the war of Jerusalem also is broken down. And the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. In other words, this man called Nehemiah, the time he heard a walking down of the city of Jerusalem, brother, he was touched by those news. Until the Bible is telling us that he wept. If you continue reading in chapter 2,
verse 3,
he was working for the king. And the king realized there is something
amiss.
He realized Nehemiah is not behaving like the normal way he used to behave. And then he called him aside. And he said, tell me, something is not right with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the king live forever, he was answering now. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, was lieth waste? And the gates are consumed with fire. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou dost send me unto Judah. Unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nehemiah is interested in the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem that was broken down. So he's promising the king here that I want to go and build that city. I'm interested in rebuilding the city. Praise the Lord. Watch verse 17. Then said unto them, you see the distress that we are in. Nehemiah was allowed to go. How Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem. That will be no more a reproach. So, in other words, to leave the walls in that state of broken down, it was bringing a reproach to the children of Israel. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he was determined to build Jerusalem again. That's the promise that he made. Brother, I want to tell you, when you promise and or swear to do something which is right, I want to tell you, There are some people that will not be happy with you. And that's exactly what happened with Nehemiah. Chapter 4, verse 7. And it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard the walls of Jerusalem were made up, that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. So when you make an oath, when you swear to do something which is right, I want to tell you tonight, go ahead doing that. But there will be some people that will not be happy with you. Your spirits
will rise up. Spirits from the great grandfathers will
But
rise.
You must go ahead anyhow. Knowing that you have sworn, you have made an oath. Don't allow anything to push you. You must keep on moving. Walls represent protection. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, if the walls are removed, brother, it means you are vulnerable to attack. The enemy can come anytime, any moment. There is no more security. You can be killed anytime, any moment. Goods can be taken away anytime. Children can be taken anytime. Your wife can be taken anytime. All what you labored for can be taken anytime. Your secrets will be on plain view. Your secrets. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe that's exactly what the man realized. That without the walls, we are finished people. Can I tell you something tonight? We are also having some walls. The walls of the word of God. Brother, when the word of God is taken away from you, you are vulnerable being attacked by the devil. Brother, sickness can come in any time. Evil spirits can come in any time. So we need that protection. If you realize in your life that there are some walls that are broken down, I want to urge you tonight. You need to stand up and rebuild those broken walls. Because it's not safe for you to continue like that. The enemy will cut off your throat. We need to rebuild those walls again. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 8.
Nehemiah 4, verse 8.
We are told by the Bible, brother, after swearing, after making that promise, brother, there are some people that conspired against Nehemiah. And what are we saying tonight? We are saying when you make the right promise, brother, there is conspiracy. Not only from unbelievers, but even from believers also. Is that true? Yes, sir. It happened to Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 12. The Jews, they came also. The brothers, they came, brother, in trying to stop the good work that has been done. But what are we saying tonight? When we have made your promise, brother, push away whoever is coming against your idea. Just pursue the vision that is set before you. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you read in the book of Judges, chapter 11, there's a man called Jephthah. Oh, listen to this. Then the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jephthah. And he passed through Gilead and Manasseh and passed on to Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he passed on to Ammonites. Verse 30. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you give the Ammonites unto my hand, whatsoever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites shall be the Lord's. And I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Oh, brother, what is happening here? The man Jephthah is making a vow. If I overcome my enemy, when returning home, the first thing I'm going to meet, I'm going to offer it, Lord. That's the promise that he made.
Verse 32.
Jephthah crossed over to the Ammonites to fight against them. And the Lord gave them into his hand. Praise the Lord. Verse 34. Then Jephthah came to his home in Mizpah. After conquering the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. But the oath was still hanging. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. He was not having four daughters. He was not having seven daughters. He was not having 12 daughters. The Bible says she was his only child. No son. Besides, he had neither son nor daughter. And as soon as he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, alas, my daughter. You have brought me very low. What is happening, brother? He had made a vow. He said, whatever I'm going to meet, I'll give it to you, my Lord. Oh, brother, I have respect for this man. Hallelujah. He never said, I'm going to spare my one and only daughter. He said, my vow stands. I am an honorable man. Whatever I speak, I must be identified with my words. If we can have some believers at Eastly Tabernacle, whom when they promise something, they must stand according to what they promised. No matter what happens, blessed be his holy name. Brother, he told the daughter, I'm going to sacrifice you. And we thank God for the daughter, brother. She said, it's all right, my father. As long as you promise the Lord. What an attitude. Hallelujah. She said, let your promise come to pass. But she said, just give me 2 months. That I may go up down on the mountains and weep there with my companions. And he said, okay, go. At the end of 2 months, she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow that he made. Oh, what a man. Later, no,
we just had 5 individuals like this in the country.
Things would be a lot
better.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who can stand with their words. Wasingaende wodla kutsanza dzira kubvisa.
That will not try to remove.
Standing with what has been promised. Brother, are you realizing the power of an oath? Whatever you promise, brother, you must stand by that. God is looking for some sisters who, when they promise something, no matter what happens, they will stand with what they have promised. Listen to what the prophet says from the message, the unconditional covenant that God made with his people. See, you can't fail. There is no way of failing. You are Abraham's seed. God has sworn with an oath. He will take you in. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, there you are. He has made his covenant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He will take you in, my brother. Deuteronomy chapter 23.
Verse 21.
If you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not delay fulfilling it. For the Lord your God will surely require it of you. And you will be guilty of sin. Blessed be his holy name. I'm going to read from the message, Blind Bartimaeus. And we are told that Blind Bartimaeus had two little turtle doves. They'd done little tricks for the people. They would do little tumbles over each other. And then he said one night, his wife got sick. So he went out and he asked God if he would let his wife get well, that he would take the turtle doves up and offer them for an offering the next morning. Well, the wife, she got well. Brother, ana kuti paka pora obvati tunjiwat kwangu itwende here wakoma.
Not say after the wife has healed, what about my turtle dove?
Ndozo sarwa nei.
What will I have to entertain the people?
It was a
money-generating venture.
But brother, Bartimaeus understood that he has made a vow. And
the crux of the matter is that I have made a vow.
Praise the Lord. So you went and offered the turtle doves. So he didn't have anything to attract the attention of the people. After a bit, they said this little girl that he had never seen, she got sick one night. And the doctor said they could do no more for her. He went out and prayed. And he said, Lord, I only have one thing that I can offer you. He said, that's my lamp. Now is the Lord. Today, a blind man is usually led by a dog. But in them days, they were using lamps. He said, this lamp is all I have. If you let my little girl get well, I promise you, Father, that tomorrow I'll give you this lamp. Brother, what is Bartimaeus doing? He's making a solemn promise. He's making an oath. So the little girl the next morning was much better. And he seen she was going to recover. So he goes up to offer up the lamp. And on his road, he met the priest. The priest said, where goest thou, blind Bartimaeus? He said, priest, I go to the temple to offer my lamp.
God healed my child last night. And I'm going to offer my lamb because I promised him.
Do you see, brothers? This man called Bartimaeus.
Now, this priest said, blind Bartimaeus, you can't offer that lamb. You took time to train this lamb. I'll give you some money. You go up to the buyers and buy a lamb. And offer that lamb. Because you can't offer that lamb. Oh, listen to this. He said, oh, priests, I never promised God a lamb. But I promised him this one. Praise the Lord. What a man, brother. He's standing by his promise. The priest is bringing an alternative. But brother, this man, he knows that he made a promise to God. And he's saying, Mr. Priest, don't interfere the issue between me and God. I promised God this lamb. Brother, ukamira wakadaro mwari waambo kunyadzisi ufunga.
God will never forsake you.
Mwari wainga wachitotarisa zvese izvozvo.
God is seeing all those things.
Wachitoona zvese zviri kuitika.
He is observing every little thing.
Ndobva ati mira uone zvandichaitira murume uyu.
Watch what I'm going to do for this man.
I'm going to reward him for honoring his very own promise. Hallelujah. Brother, if you honor your own promise, God will reward you for that. We are told that blind Bartimaeus was healed. He received his sight. He was rewarded because of keeping a promise. Praise the Lord. Are you going to keep your promise? My sister in the balcony, are you going to keep promises? My brother, are you going to keep promises? God is watching you. He is interested in seeing you fulfilling the promise. The prophet says, see, children, how real it is. You must keep your promise to God. Even in your little young days, when you make a promise to God, keep your promise. No matter how hard it seems, you keep it anyhow. Pukatonhora, keep that promise.
The weather goes cold, keep the promise.
Pukanaya, keep that promise.
If it rains, keep the promise.
Inflation ikakwira, keep that promise.
Inflation rises, keep the promise.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Acts 23, verse 21. But do not thou yield unto them, for there is a lie in wait for him. Pano wamwana wakatoronga tsoro. Yekuita vow. Wachida kuita zvakashata. Kuda kuuraya muranda washe Paul.
Make a vow to kill or to murder the servant of the Lord Paul.
Brother, I believe we can make better vows. We can make better promises. Hebrews 6:17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. The immutability of his counsel. Confirmed it by an oath. Hey. Mwari kuda kuzviratidza so.
God wanting to display.
Kuti whatever I tell you.
Kuti chero chandakutaurira.
It's nothing but the truth.
Chitongori chokwadi.
Zvikanzi kuti muzvioneka ndangopai mhiko.
I want to give you an oath.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. According to the grace of God, this 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
1 Corinthians 3:10.
Which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Who is saying these words? Paul the Apostle. He's saying, I am the wise master builder. Hallelujah. And we thank God, brother. There is a wise master builder also. With the abbreviation WMB. Which means wise master builder. William Marion Branham. Who came in our day. Oh, brother, and watch what he said here. From the message, the stature of a perfect man. We are not building an organization. I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Christ never sent me to build an organization. Christ sent me to build individual, the stature of Jesus Christ. That they might be the powerhouse and the dwelling place of the Spirit by His word. See, build up the individual to that place. Not build an organization to a greater denomination, but build that individual to sons and daughters of God. Add to your faith virtue. To your virtue, add knowledge. Oh, brother, hallelujah. We thank God for William Marion Branham, who was the wise master builder. And brother, he came, brother, to build a powerhouse. Individual powerhouses. Hallelujah. Brother, whatever is happening in the powerhouse, we see the same quality of power that flows from Kariba. Brother, we'll be having it in our streets of Harare. It's only the measure that differs. But it's the same quality. Same deity. Same Holy Ghost. I always brag and say the Holy Ghost that was received by Peter. Holy Ghost received by John. Brother, if you receive the Holy Ghost tonight, brother, you act the same way Peter acted. You behave yourself the same way John behaved. We receive same fruits, same results. It's the same source. Do you believe it? Praise the Lord. God is under oath. From the message, believe God. When a divine promise is made, God is solely under oath and obligation to take care of His promises. Hallelujah! Blessed be His holy name. Brother, are you watching what the prophet is saying? When the Lord makes a promise, He's saying He's under oath. Brother, you take care of that promise. In other words, when the Lord makes a promise, don't fear for God. He knows what He's talking about. And He is big enough to back up what He has promised. God is worth no more than His word is worthy. If that word is not effective, then God is not effective. My. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Brother, Mwari awanga kundi na ofu Bartholomew.
God
cannot be overcome by blind Bartimaeus.
Mwari anga kundwe na Jephtha.
He cannot be overcome by Jephtha.
Whatever he promised in his word. Brother, if you can believe it, brother, you have a right to receive it. If you take it by the right mental attitude, brother, I don't care how many demons are roaring against that. I don't care how many tokoloshes are against what has been promised by the word of God. The word of God is sure to stand.
It's
thus said the Lord. Brother, God can back up whatever he said. He is just looking for people who can stand to confirm and accept what has been promised. Brother, it's high time we accept what the Lord has said to us. Brother Branham, at one time he said there are 600 promises that are laying in the Bible for you as a believer. Brother, I believe it's high time a sister must get a Bible and get a verse that has to do with her, and you can call God on the scene. You can say to God, you made an oath in the book of Revelations. You made an oath in Mark 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. Brother, that word is still fresh.
It is not stale word.
That word is still effective. God is still healing his people. His promise, it has to come to pass. God is just looking for believers who are ready to give their lives to him and to stand with whatever he said. Hallelujah. Brother, if you believe it, you'll be beneficiary to that. If you believe it even tonight, you'll be beneficiary. Brother, it must come a time where we must not be spectators anymore. Brother, atinguyu ku church kuzeta ma spectator.
You don't come to church to be spectator. Ngonzwa
zviri kutaurwa nemparidzi zvopera ipa. The time for that is over. Brother, we are in another season. The season to look to your promise. The season to check in the Bible. You see what has been promised for your day. You see what has been promised for your family. And you go and grab it. Brother, if you don't take it, who is going to take it? If you are not healed, who is going to be healed? If you are not going to receive the Holy Ghost, who is going to receive the Holy Ghost? If you are not going to prophesy, who is going to prophesy? The Bible is still alive. The power is still there. Remember, we are connected to the powerhouse. And we are on the end line. We are connected to the powerhouse. Same quality, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, if you continue reading in the book of Nehemiah, if you read chapter 10, the elders, brother, they agreed. They said, we want to make an oath, gentlemen. We want to promise the Lord. We made mistakes. We erred before the Lord. But we want to make an oath. And they said, come and make your signature. Come and put your seals. Hallelujah! To confirm that you are going to stand by this promise. Brother, and there are quite a number of people who came there. We are told about singers, the Levites, the potters. Oh, brother, they came there to put their signatures. To say, as for us,
We have decided. We want to pledge the allegiance. We want to pledge the allegiance to the king. We have decided. We want to obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Brother, do you have some broken down walls in your life? Maybe the devil has broken down some walls. Maybe he broke down love in your life. There's no longer patience in your life. It's broken down by the devil. Sister, are you there? The devil has broke you down. You no longer have patience. You can't wait anymore. I have good news for you. There's still hope for you. Only if you can promise. It takes your promise. It takes your oath to show that you are serious. And brother, God will walk you through. Oh, my brother. Maybe the walls of brotherly kindness are broken down. When you see a brother, there's hatred. God no longer simuka so.
Jealousy rises up.
I have good news for you. There's still a possibility that something can be done. Hallelujah! If you can only believe it, maybe the walls of your faith are broken down. Faith is no longer there. There's good news for you. We are calling for a rebuilding tonight. We want that faith to be rebuilt again. We want long suffering to be rebuilt again. We want patience to be rebuilt again. We want love to be rebuilt again. The Pentecostal experience was maybe they're broken down. Brother, we want to rebuild them again. And brother, it's possible. There is a possibility. There is a possibility, my brother. My sister, there is a possibility. The God of Nehemiah is with us tonight. Brother, it's possible for a rebuild to be done. Don't look at the years that it has taken. We don't care about the years. We don't care about the months. We don't care about the weeks. We are looking at the promise. We are looking at what God can do. And we are told by the prophet that God, you already made an oath. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us. Hallelujah. Brother, if he says it's over, it's over indeed. If he says, I forgive you all your sins. Brother, I don't care how many people will come to you and accuse you. If the Lord has forgiven you, it's over. Accept that forgiveness. He did it for you already. If he said, you are the head, claim that you are the head. Claim you are the head. Brother, he made that promise. It's nothing but the truth. If you are healed, claim that you are healed. Praise the Lord. Brother, he says, you shall possess the gates of the enemy. Brother, it's nothing but the truth. Who possess the gates of the enemy? Brother,
never let those ancestral spirits.
What can you possess the gates of the enemy? The power is within you. Only if you can promise tonight. Are you going to promise? Sister, are you going to promise?
Sister,
are you ready to pledge the allegiance to the king? If you can sing that song, I pledge the allegiance. Praise the Lord. I pledge the allegiance to the land with all my strength, with all I am, I will see to allegiance to the land. I pledge the allegiance to with all my strength, with all my strength, with all I will seek to honor his command.
I will seek
to honor his command. I pledge the allegiance to the the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that your desire tonight? Do you pledge allegiance